support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. The Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region.
We're here with Jeffrey Kozak, archivist and assistant librarian at the George C. Marshall Foundation
in Lexington, Virginia.
And we're right on the campus of a very legendary military university.
Yes, we're on the post at the Virginia Military Institute.
How did the foundation come to be placed here?
George C. Marshall, who is the namesake of the Marshall Foundation, was a cadet at the Virginia Military Institute right around the turn of the century. And so just as an homage, Marshall really felt that the experiences he had and the education he gained at Virginia Military Institute set him up for success later in his career. And so to honor the influence that his experience at Virginia Military Institute had on his life, it was deemed that this would be an appropriate place to celebrate Marshall's life and his achievements.
Probably a little biased, but when I think back on World War II and even post-World War II, I hold in the highest esteem George C. Marshall. I mean, you have to honor Eisenhower and all the Army field commanders, but as a brain trust, as a brilliant man that made a difference in the entire 20th century. I think it's...
Yes, that's great to hear, and that's certainly the perspective we have here at the Marshall Foundation. The most interesting aspect of Marshall's life, though, is that he was not a big self-promoter. He didn't want to be in the forefront and in the spotlight. He preferred to work behind the scenes. And so this is why Marshall's name, when it comes up in relation to the war and to the work he did in the post-war, it's not as much of a household name as a name like an Eisenhower or a MacArthur or a Patton would be. So, but you're absolutely correct. The work that he did, even though he wasn't out in the field leading armies, was essential to helping the U.S. and also the Allies achieve victory in World War II.
Post-victory, I think that's the biggest, most profound thing that made a huge difference in the 20th century, in our lives even today, and that was the Marshall Plan. Tell us about that.
So the Marshall Plan, as Secretary of State, Marshall introduced this idea that the countries of Europe, after being ravaged and destroyed during World War II, would need some financial assistance to help get back on their feet and revive their economies and start to rebuild. So Marshall brought this proposal that if the European countries would get together and decide what their need was, the U.S. would provide the funding to help these countries rebuild. This was just a great idea on Marshall's behalf. It really helped to alter U.S. foreign policy and change the direction from previously being very isolationist to starting to take a more active role, and also just to realize that things that are happening overseas do have an impact on what's going on in the U.S. as well. So that was important.
Has there been any intellectual exercises, a what if? What if there had not been a Marshall Plan? How would Europe post-World War II evolved or devolved?
It's very much has always been a question of those counterfactuals of what may have happened if the Marshall Plan had not been funded or if it had not succeeded as it was intended. And there is very much the threat the Marshall Plan was very much a response to the spread of communism into Europe. And there's the assumption that had the U.S. decided not to intervene and try to help its allies in Europe, then communism would have basically taken over the European continent.
The Berlin Airlift, 1949, same. That's a part of?
Yeah, not technically. Any of the funding that would have been out of that was not the same, but certainly within the same spirit of the U.S. providing a need where there was a need for people who were trying to stand up to promote democracy and have their free rights.
Here on campus at VMI, to come and experience the Marshall Museum of his life and actions, what are the highlights, the things that you want somebody to be sure not to miss?
You'd certainly want to see the Jeep that we have. Marshall was very instrumental in the development of the Jeep. It became a very well-known icon of World War II. And so just to learn Marshall's story and his leadership in getting the Jeep produced for the Army is great. We have a wonderful map that provides a narration of World War II from the very beginning, both in the Pacific and European theaters, that really helps to provide that full context and understanding of what a global conflict it was. We also have Marshall's Nobel Peace Prize, which he was awarded for his work on the Marshall Plan, and he received that in 1953, and his actual real medal is on display in the museum, so that's definitely something that would be worth seeing.
Very cool. Only because we have to go. I would love to spend all day here, believe me. It has been a pleasure to visit with you, Jeff Kozak, archivist and assistant librarian at the George C. Marshall Foundation on the campus of VMI, Virginia.
Thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure and honor. Thank you.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.